It's 6:28, Thursday night football. The Ravens over the Steelers, 26-6. No Ray Rice for Baltimore, of course. Kicked off the team. Domestic violence, the videotape, but still fans wearing his number 27 shirt.
As a woman, she shouldn't have hit him. If I hit you, I would expect you to hit me back.
That young lady's explanation for why she was wearing a number 27 Ray Rice jersey last night. I think the Ravens should retire the number 27 permanently.
There you go.
Major League Baseball last night, the Yankees trailing most of the game 4-0 to Tampa Bay. And then in the ninth,
the pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run for Chris Young, younger than springtime.
Oh, boy.
Chris, forever young.
It's a long season.
John Sterling on the call, our good buddy here on the home for Yankee baseball in Central New York. And, you know, I think he was probably a bit shocked at the home run. He wasn't prepared with his normal poetry for the home run call. Chris Young hitting 218 this year. College football, Syracuse going all white this weekend at Central Michigan.
I don't like white people.
No kidding.
No, it's the uniforms.
Oh, wow.
A clean all white look Saturday for the matchup with the Chippewas. And finally, President Barack Obama tried and failed to get a tee time for a golf game on Labor Day at three separate golf courses.
No kidding.
They all turned him down because the whole golf course has to get shut down.
Yeah, and Labor Day is a big day.
Yes. But Donald Trump came to the rescue.
Of course he did.
He has offered Obama lifetime membership at any of his courses if Obama resigns from office. Good luck, Mr. Trump. That's it for the sports. It's 6:30.
This is Donald Trump. I really love the Gomez and Dave show. Watch it or listen to it or do whatever you have to do.
Whee! Chicka, chicka, boom, boom.